You are listening to the Baby Sleep Answers podcast, the podcast that answers all your baby sleep questions, but it's also just your friend in your ear here to let you know it's normal to struggle, it's normal to have anxiety, and it's normal to want to sleep more.
Hello, I was not here last week because we decided to go on a last minute trip to Austin. Joe has three siblings who live in Austin and it was spring break and I was going crazy pretty quickly having all the kids home all day. And so I was like, let's just drive to Austin. It's not a super long drive. It was like 4 hours there. And then we had a blast, but of course I couldn't do a podcast there. I'm back now and I want to talk about something I haven't seen much of, which is other factors that go into sleep. We talk a lot about wake windows. We talk a lot about making sure the environment is right, but I don't see a lot of people talking about everything that goes into sleep. And for that, I want to share a little anecdote. It is Lent. And so for Lent, I actually gave up being on TikTok all the time. That's one big change I did. I also decided I was going to start working out and running and walking. And so I started that three weeks ago. I also started my grad school. I actually started grad school because I want to be a family and marriage therapy in a few years. I mean like 7 or 8. It's a pretty long process. But anyways, before March, before I started all of these changes, I had been having a pretty hard time falling asleep and staying asleep. I had to plug into the office on my AirPods. I think I've talked about that before. I had to use that to fall asleep. And then in the middle of the night, once or twice I'd wake up, or when one of my kids woke up, I would have a really hard time going back to sleep. And so I'd plug back in, put my AirPod on, listen to the office until I fell asleep. Now, since of all of these changes, my brain is more tired, my body is more tired, and I am not as hyperstimulated. You know, from being off of TikTok all the time, I'm not super stimulated. And guess what? I have been sleeping really well. I've been able to fall asleep without the office and stay asleep without the office. Now, one could say this is all a coincidence, right? Just randomly, I'm sleeping better. If you hear noises, two of my nieces are in here. But one could say it's a coincidence, you know, it's just, you know, I'm being blessed by the Holy Ghost or whatever you want to say, because I'm keeping Lent, or actually probably no one would say that. But I am sleeping so much better this month, and it does correlate exactly with these changes, which is exercising more, exercising my brain a lot more than I have the past few years. I am reading a lot of really technical things and having to really work and think about it. And I'm also not at my phone as much. And so all of these things have compounded into me sleeping better and feeling better. And honestly, my face looks less tired now that I'm sleeping better. Why do I share this? Not just to brag about how while I'm sleeping, but because all of these things do come into play into everyone's sleep, baby sleep, toddler sleep, and your own sleep. So if you feel like you're doing everything right, you've done wake windows, you've actually done sleep training, and baby still sometimes wakes up or takes shorter naps than they used to or something like that, look at their exercise level. And of course, I don't mean put them on a treadmill. By the way, I've started training for a 5K, so I've been on the treadmill a lot, but I'll update you guys on my story and Instagram about that. I don't mean put a baby on a treadmill or make them run around. You might have to make toddlers run around sometimes. But make sure they're moving. Make sure they're engaging their muscles, engaging their arms and legs, and moving as much as they can. They're not just sitting all day, especially if, you know, you let your babies watch screens or something for a while. Make sure it's not for hours and hours, and that their bodies are getting exercise. They are getting movement. They're also getting outside time and moving outside and, you know, touching the grass and looking at different things. And then make sure they're being stimulated too. Obviously not like, you know, try to teach them therapy things like me, but try to expose them to different colors and talk about the different colors and talk about the different things that they see. Go outside a lot, see different things, see different people. And then also just be aware of how easily stimulated your child is. Because some kids, I am easily stimulated. And if you have too much stimulation, then that's going to mess with sleep as well. I don't mean this podcast to like scare you, like you'll never be able to control sleep because there's so many factors, but just more help you. Like, what else is going into your child's sleep that you can add or take away? Because it does make a big difference in their life. They're just holistically speaking, their whole life kind of helps them sleep. And then sleep, if they have good sleep, that will also be part of the holistic approach to a good life. Now, I mentioned a little bit about making your toddler run. I was half joking, but not really. Like, my daughter, when we have her walk a mile or however long to get to a park or something that night, she falls asleep within like 10 minutes. And if she's inside the house all day, we had a really rainy day. I don't know if it was Sunday or whatever. And she took an hour to fall asleep because she had not exercised enough. She had not let go of energy. She had not, when you exercise, you release more adenosine. Remember, adenosine is the stuff that your brain releases and it makes you sleepy. So the more you exercise, the sleepier you can get. So sometimes you do. I mean, I'm right here next to my 2-year-old niece who just needs to run a lot. Sometimes if you have a toddler like that or a baby like that just needs more exercise, you do have to be really purposeful about helping them move more. There are a lot of kids that go to daycare, and after daycare they sleep a lot more, or they take really good naps at daycare, and then on the weekends they don't, and parents are asking me why, is what's wrong with me? And it's not necessarily you, it might just be they're more stimulated, they have more age-appropriate stimulation going on constantly, because, and this is not, I can't stimulate a kid as much as daycare can, so don't feel guilty about that. That's literally their job to do, right? And so think about that. Think about how much stimulation your kid is getting. Is it too little, too much? The exercise level, is it too little, too much? Some kids, you know, I've had a lot of people come to me with school-aged kids, and they say, my kid cannot fall asleep. And, you know, we're doing so much. They're going to tennis, and they're going to basketball, and they're doing soccer, and they still don't fall asleep. And it's, you know, maybe it's too much. Maybe they're overstimulated, and they need a break, because your body, it just has to be in homeostasis. Okay, just a short, quick one. Just talking about these little things today. If you have more topics you'd like to hear from, and I will continue to make an effort to do this every week because I really like to. I think it helps a lot of people, and I do like to just talk to myself while I have my little nieces running around anyway. So I hope you have a wonderful sleep. If you want some freebies, just go to babysleepanswers.com/podcast.